Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Friday, April 5th. Currently, with fair skies, it is 37 degrees. The humidity is 56%. The wind speed is southeast at 10 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.98. The dew point is 23 degrees, and the current wind chill is 30 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A stream advisory has been issued for a section of Shoal Creek located south of Galena. Julio Flores has more.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment says residents and animals should not enter the water at this time. KDHE says the advisory is a result of a raw sewage release near Joplin, and the city is working to address the source of the problem. The advisory is a warning of a potential high levels of bacteria and contaminants in Shoal Creek and Spring River. The stream advisory along Shoal Creek starts at the Missouri state line and continues where Shoal Creek enters Spring River near the Oklahoma state line in Cherokee County. I'm Lou Flores.
An explosion in East Wichita on Thursday killed one person and happened just before noon Thursday in the 1600 block of South Longford Lane off of Harry between Rock Road and Webb Road. There are reports the fire was in a carport at the Cedarbrook apartment complex. They're continuing to investigate and asking anyone with tips to contact police. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Hey, can you hand me that 11/16?
Here you go.
Thanks.
So, you still loving your new garage?
Yep. Building it with QSI was the best decision.
QSI, huh?
QSI got the job done fast and right, and I was able to set it up just like I always wanted. Jess even told her sister she's throwing a one-person parade since I'm not underfoot anymore.
Let QSI turn your dream shop into reality. Visit QualityStructures.com today.
Hey, you got any gum?
Yeah, check my backpack.
What's this?
Oh, that's naloxone. It can reverse an opioid overdose. I decided to always keep it on me after my friend almost died. It saved his life.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry. That makes me want to have it with me, too.
You totally should. Check the pharmacy. It was actually really easy to get, and it's easy to use.
I definitely will. Thanks.
Naloxone saves lives. Learn more at cdc.gov.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Both Kansas chambers conferred on Thursday following the Senate's rejection of a tax plan that was unanimously passed through the House. However, Kansas lawmakers are once again drifting apart on other potential tax relief plans. Sub-House Bill 2036 retains the cuts to Social Security, food, and property taxes as the House planned, but abandons the proposed changes to income tax brackets. Governor Kelly endorsed the bill, stating that the major tax relief it promises outweighs its imperfections. The House did not agree, sending the plan back to committee on Thursday night. Representative Stephen Owens made the motion, hoping to push for the House's original plan. And House Speaker Representative Dan Hawkins released a statement afterward saying that this is a long process and House Republicans remain committed to delivering broad and sustainable tax relief to all Kansans. According to a social media report from the Western Cooperative Electric Association, law enforcement authorities are investigating vandalism in Ellsworth County after vandals used a chainsaw to cut down power poles in an attempt to steal copper. They stated that apparently the vandals did not know that there was no copper on the poles, so their effort was not only wrong, but incredibly dangerous. They said luckily for the would-be thieves, these power lines were not electrified at the time of the vandalism, otherwise there may have been a loss of life. Western Cooperative Electric Association reported that they recently have seen an uptick in damages in Ellsworth County, and they asked that anyone at any time sees suspicious activity near power equipment that they please report it to their county sheriff because it's for their own safety. According to a media release from the Hays Police Department, they reported that law enforcement authorities are investigating the death of a 5-month-old boy in Hays, as just after noon on Tuesday, emergency personnel were dispatched to the Roadway Inn on Vine Street in Hays for a child not breathing. The Hays police officers arrived after EMS and observed EMS staff performing CPR on a 5-month-old infant, and the child was transported to Hays Medical Center, where he was pronounced deceased. The death of the infant is under investigation by the Hays Police Department and the Ellis County Coroner's Office, and police did not release the name of the child. Anyone with information relating to the incident at the motel should call Detective J.B. Burkholder at 785-625-1030. According to a media release from the KBI, on Tuesday, the Kansas Bureau of Investigation and the Rawlins County Sheriff's Office arrested two suspects after a search warrant was executed in McDonald, Kansas. Just after noon on Tuesday, KBI agents and deputies from the Rawlins County Sheriff's Office executed a search warrant at 204 Decatur Avenue in McDonald, and methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia were located during the search. 48-year-old Claudine Vallas of McDonald was arrested for unlawful distribution of a controlled substance within 1,000 feet of a school, possession of an opiate, opium, narcotic, or certain stimulant, and possession of drug paraphernalia. She was being held on a $50,000 bond, according to online jail records. 36-year-old Alan Stately of McDonald was arrested for possession of an opiate, opium, narcotic, or certain stimulant, possession of drug paraphernalia, and multiple violations of the Kansas Offender Registration Act, and he's being held on a $125,000 bond. Also assisting in the operation were the Atwood Police Department and the Cheyenne County Sheriff's Office. In Nebraska news, Knox County Judge Donna Taylor on Thursday ordered that 25-year-old Elias Reed, the man accused of killing two people at a northeast Nebraska bowling alley, be treated at the Lincoln Regional Center Psychiatric Hospital. According to court documents, a doctor who evaluated Reed found that he was not mentally competent to stand trial, but could be in the foreseeable future, and the doctor's evaluation has been sealed. The Nebraska State Patrol reported that Reed fatally shot Curtis Strom and William Reffitt on February 20th at Kurtz Lanes and Dining in Bloomfield, a city of about 1,000 people. Court documents allege that Reed shot both men in the head and robbed the bowling alley. His girlfriend, 27-year-old Kaylin Sweezy, is accused of helping him dispose of the shotgun, and her arraignment is scheduled for April 30th in Knox County District Court. Reed will be in the mental hospital until he's deemed competent for trial, and the judge has scheduled a hearing on the matter for May 16th. Two people were caught Tuesday after they tried evading arrest in northeast Nebraska, according to the Stanton County Sheriff's Office. At around 10 p.m., deputies tried serving arrest warrants for 27-year-old Daniel Imkin and 27-year-old Natasha Vanessa Hoff at a trailer park near Norfolk. Both were wanted for theft in Madison County, according to the sheriff's office, and Vanessa Hoff was also wanted for felony forgery in Stanton County. During an encounter, Imkin ran away and hid under the steps of another trailer, and he was taken into custody shortly after and additionally charged with obstructing a police officer and resisting arrest, as the deputy suffered a leg injury during Imkin's arrest. Vanessa Hoff was not at the trailer park, but deputies later found her at a home south of Norfolk. She was arrested after deputies found her hiding under a pile of laundry. Vanessa Hoff was additionally charged with resisting arrest. According to the Nebraska Department of Transportation, weather permitting, work is due to begin on April 8th on N44 from Reference Post 2003 to Reference Post 2550. Vaunce Paving Incorporated of Hastings is the contractor for the project, and the work will include milling, asphalt, paving, culvert work, grading, and seeding. The traffic will be maintained with pilot cars and flaggers, and the anticipated completion is the fall of 2024. Motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Kansas earned a high-performance tier ranking recently in the Trust for America's Health Ready or Not annual report due to the work of the Kansas Department of Health and Environment's Emergency Preparedness Program. Ready or Not 2024, Protecting the Public's Health from Diseases, Disasters, and Bioterrorism, measures states' readiness to respond to a spectrum of health emergencies and to provide ongoing public health services. The annual report calculates each state's ability to respond to a variety of public health emergencies while still providing the everyday public health services communities rely on. And each state is judged based on 9 key indicators, then sorted into 3 readiness levels, high, middle, and low. Kansas, 20 other states, and the District of Columbia ranked in the high-tier category for emergency preparedness. Kansas Department of Health and Environment Deputy Secretary for Public Health Ashley Goss said they can't do this alone, as they partnerships with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment has with local health departments and other agencies and partners across the state has been instrumental in any success that they achieve. Areas of strong performance, according to the report, include Kansas participates in the Nurse Licensure Compact. Kansas is accredited by both the Public Health Accreditation Board and the Emergency Management Accreditation Board. Funding for public health increased in Kansas from fiscal year 2022 to fiscal year 2023. Fewer than 4% of the population use contaminated community water systems. Kansas ranks slightly above average in percentage of workers who use paid time off between March 2018 and 2023. And the Public Health Laboratory has written a plan for a 6 to 8 week surge in testing capacity. The Norton Regional Health Foundation reported on social media that South Street Academy and Hilltop Academy both received $10,000 from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas as part of Healthier Norton County's Pathways to a Healthy Kansas grant. Norton Regional Health Foundation and Live Well Norton Initiative presented a $10,000 check to both South Street Academy and Hilltop Academy for their work on improving health and wellness policies for the children and staff of the facility. Lisa Baker, the owner of both academies, worked with Norton Regional Health Foundation to assess and update the active play, screen time, and breastfeeding policies, making them eligible for implementation funding to support their policy efforts. Both groups serve the Norton community and currently have 15 children enrolled between the two locations. South Street Academy and Hilltop Academy will use funds to expand its playground options, including adding raised garden beds, climbers, tricycles, and outside jungle gyms. The upgrades will assist teachers in helping kids incorporate healthy, active play and develop motor skills in both inside and outside environments. The Kansas Department of Transportation began work on a resurfacing project on a portion of U.S. 283 in Norton County. The project work involves milling and overlaying on 11 miles, starting near Armory Drive in Norton and ending at the Nebraska state line, and the crews will also resurface a portion within the city limits between Washington Street and North Street. The traffic will be directed through the work zones by flaggers and a pilot car, and motorists should plan for delays of up to 15 minutes or less. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects the work to be completed in early May, conditions permitting. And for more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Dan Moore, at 785-302-6200. The Norton County Board of Commissioners reminds the community that the potential for uncontrollable fires exists, and they want to prevent the destruction of crop, grass, building, or life. So the Board of Norton County Commissioners has issued a burn ban. Open burning means any outdoor fire, including but not limited to burning of trash in uncontained and uncovered receptacles, burning of fields, pasture, fence rows, and grassland or ditches, campfires, and uncontained warming fires. The resolution will be in effect from the date of execution until the time that it's modified or rescinded by the Board of Norton County Commissioners. The Board of County Commissioners has declared that it will be unlawful to violate the resolution and that anyone found to be guilty of violating the resolution will be subject to a fine not to exceed $500 or confinement in the county jail not to exceed 1 month or both. Memorial services for Ed Dean, 92, will be held at 10 a.m. today, Friday, April 5th, at the Jennings United Methodist Church, and interment will follow in the Jennings Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital or the Jennings United Methodist Church and sent in care of Plummer Gopper Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left for the family at plummergopper.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having cavatini, tossed salad, pineapple chunks, garlic bread, and milk. And for Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pizza, fruit, and milk. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be mostly sunny with the high near 72 and breezy, with the southeast wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour, increasing to 20 to 25 miles per hour in the afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 35 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 47 and windy, with wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. On Saturday, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 2 p.m., and areas of blowing dust after 11 a.m. It should be mostly sunny Saturday with a high near 69 and windy, with wind gusts as high as 55 miles per hour. On Saturday night, there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, and then a chance of showers after 1 a.m. It should be mostly cloudy with a low around 40 and windy, with wind gusts as high as 60 miles per hour. On Sunday, there's a 20% chance of showers before 1 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with the high near 58 and windy, with wind gusts as high as 60 miles per hour. And on Sunday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 33 and breezy. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with the weather forecast, for Monday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 62. On Tuesday, there's a 20% chance of showers after 1 p.m. Should be mostly sunny with the high near 64. On Wednesday, there's a 30% chance of showers. Should be mostly sunny with the high near 68. And on Thursday, it should be sunny with the high near 67 and breezy. Currently, with fair skies, it is 37 degrees. The humidity is 56%. The wind speed is southeast at 10 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.98. The dew point is 23 degrees, and our current wind chill is 30 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge. But with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Your KQNK Sport Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets, secure in funds, are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Plee. Kansas Hoops got a transfer commitment from Lawrence native Zeke Mayo following a visit on Tuesday, and the Athletics College Hoops writer CJ Moore joined 580 WIBW yesterday and shared his thoughts on the portal addition for KU.
Really, really good shooter, can get it off the bounce or the catch. He's gonna demand a lot of gravity around him just because of the threat of his shot. The question marks are probably gonna be like, can he defend at that level? is he athletic enough at that level? He is pretty thin. But, talking to some people around that league, they think he's capable. And, I think he's a very, very smart grab for what they need.
This comes on the heels of KU getting guard Riley Kugel out of the portal from Florida on Sunday. If Hunter Dickinson and or Johnny Furphy decide to jump to the NBA draft, KU could look for more guys in the portal with three freshmen coming in the fall. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
With the first round pick for Medicare supplement coverage, Sophia selects Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas.
Wow, that's a great pick and a perfect fit for her. They've been one of the top performing customer service teams in America for years, and they are good at what they do. Getting her the answers she needs, supporting the care she deserves, and they make it look easy. For affordable Medicare supplement insurance plans backed by the Kansas-based customer service you expect, call Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas at 866-301-7644 or visit bcbsks.com/selection. That's bcbsks.com/selection. Underwritten by Blue Cross Blue Shield Kansas Solutions. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. For costs and details of coverage, including exclusions, reductions, or limitations, and the terms under which the policy may be continued in force, call or write Blue Cross Blue Shield Kansas.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic offers many services to cater to the healthcare needs of our community. Whether seeking routine checkups, diagnostic tests, or specialized treatments, patients can rely on us to provide high-quality care tailored to their specific needs. Stay informed about the latest services, programs, and updates by following our Facebook page. We look forward to serving you and your family with excellence and compassion.
Timmy, everybody. Great job. Next up, we have Samantha.
10 times better performance can make a big difference. Castrol Edge Motor Oil gives your engine 10 times better high temperature performance. Castrol Edge, better oil for maximum performance. Now through April 23rd, get a $15 gift card when you buy 5 or more quarts of Edge or Edge High Mileage Full Synthetic, only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Claim based on Sequence 3H test versus API SP test limits.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
Good morning. A frost advisory is in effect this morning. Our chilliest start to the day for the work week. Temperatures are going to be warming up as we go throughout the day as a deep trough develops on the eastern slope of the Rockies. Another strong low-pressure system will make its way into the plains by tomorrow, and that is really, really powerful. So winds will gust as high as 50 miles per hour. Already high wind watches and red flag warnings for fire danger have been posted for tomorrow, and it will also deal with a chance of strong to severe thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night as a system develops. For today, it is going to be mostly sunny and windy in northwestern Kansas with a high in the upper 70s. Showers possible in north-central Kansas with today's high 72. Sunny in mid-60s in northeast Kansas. Southwestern Kansas, windy today with a high in the low 80s. South-central Kansas, partly sunny today with a high in the low 70s. Tonight's low 52. And sunny in upper 60s expected in southeastern Kansas. Clear upper 40s tonight. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
As we look at the early calls today, first off on the livestock side, of course, we did have a stalemate as far as what we're seeing in the cash cattle trade is concerned. Haven't had a lot of activity take place as of yet. I don't think, though, that what cash trade will get below 184 in the Southern Plains feedlots. We've had some 187 trade take place in the Northern Plains feedlots. Now, in the overnight grain trends, we were slow and weak for most of the night, but we saw strength late into the market. Wheat futures 8 cents higher, corn futures 2 cents higher, soybean futures 1 to 2 cents higher. A big break in the equities and the tech stocks yesterday. Looks like they're rebounding so far this morning. This is the Kansas Ag Network.